Hello and welcome back to the Misfits podcast, rated 5 stars on iTunes by Clancy McCallum. He says, the Queen of England isn't real. Right?
Has anyone even seen her?
Right.
The hell? I've never seen her.
From her lately?
Has anyone ever seen Meryl Streep and the Queen in the same room?
Is anybody curious as
paid
to why
actor.
The Queen is still alive?
Dude, she's like 1,000, right? Like
she's like 1,000 years
old. How old is the Queen? Let me actually.
She's on currency, therefore she's 1,000 years old.
Yeah, she's got anti-aging cream.
Stopping her from aging. Dude, she's 94 years old.
94 years old. She was born in April.
Is she literally older than sliced bread?
1926 was when the Queen was born. That's, I don't know if you guys are familiar with history, but that's before the war.
Okay. Did she serve
not
in
the
World
first
War II?
Served in both of them.
She probably did, yeah. She probably did.
She freaking bit her ass.
Oh!
Yeah, she served breakfasts.
July 7th, 1928, a bakery was the first to sell pre-cut bread.
Yeah.
And then the Queen was born the 21st of April in 1926.
Yeah, she's literally older
than like
bread.
2 months older than sliced bread.
Oh my God.
Jesus. That's
this
an old woman.
Has been around to see everything. You guys, you guys think that, you guys ever think about the Queen? Just think like, you know, you guys think that the Queen's kind of like, you know, a piece of shit?
No.
yeah, no, I unfortunately
okay,
not.
Get it, we're in
every
Australia
single
resentment's still there, but what the fuck?
Every British listener is like,
oh my gosh, no. You can't say that. You can't say that about my queen.
She might be a bag of bones, but she's our bag of bones, goddammit. Anyway, enough ragging.
Yeah, but British people are idiots. They have to pay for TVs. Whoa. Pay to watch TV is what I mean.
Yeah, and also pay for good teeth. All right, enough of the British bullshit. What are we, the E-Boys podcast? Let's get out of here.
Welcome back to the E-Boys podcast. Right, so I'm here with my co-host Swagger Souls.
Right. Right on.
So.
Yeah, no. How are you?
Toby.
Hi.
Mason.
Hello.
Jay.
Yo.
And M to the A to the double T. It's Matt.
It's your boy Matt. Why are we all leaning into the mics like this?
Bam, bam,
bam,
bam.
It's your boy Matt. It's
and you're Fitz.
Yeah, I'm
Fitz. Oh, yeah, you're Fitz.
That's Fitz, yeah.
You're Fitz, if you didn't know that.
Yeah, you might have heard of me from such specials as I heard that guy's a piece of shit. And, also,
I heard that guy fuck Pokimane.
God damn it.
Silence you and your childish rumors, Matt. That was but a rumor, but a simple joke.
Will you
taken.
Say you did not have sexual relations with that woman?
I did not have sexual relations with that woman. All right.
I believe him too.
Okay.
Exonerated.
Anyone President who knows me knows that I have sexual relations with many women, but one of them is not Pokimane.
And men. And,
men too. Don't forget.
Of course.
We're not
going to
forget
men,
that one time. Like we all remember that.
Here and there. Well, men get the job done. You know what I'm saying? No offense, ladies.
Yeah.
You
know. Yeah, ladies don't get the job done.
Yeah, that's right.
They don't know what they're doing. They're just fumbling around down there.
Yep. It's why they get paid.
So
it's
true,
why they get paid 77 cents to the dollar. They can't get the job done.
Is that real? 77 cents to the dollar? What
yeah,
the
never
fuck?
Heard of the wage gap.
You guys all make way more money than me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean,
and that's the only reason why. It's not because I have less followers or anything. That's
well, it doesn't make any sense, though. You stream the most out of all of us. You know?
True.
You do put in the
crazy
work. Why are you not getting paid? Why are you not getting paid as much as me?
Because people hate women.
That's right.
That's got to be it,
true.
Guys.
It's true.
It's not that people hate me. It's people
that,
hate all women.
Toby, is that like your Twitch cut on your subs? Is that your revenue split? You get like 77%?
Mate, if it was 70%, it'd be pogging.
Pogging.
I'm literally pogging.
Just hit him up with that bit. Be like, yo, I'm a woman. I want 77% of it. And they actually approve you.
I'm pretty sure the big streamers get like the max you can get is 70.
Oh shit,
that's pretty crazy, cool. Man.
You're right,
that is so crazy.
I feel bad for
first.
Women.
You could be the first, Toby. Break that glass ceiling.
True,
there's a glass.
Okay,
without
guys,
women, there would be no man.
Just touching
think about
back
that,
on, Jay. That is so fucking true. That is so.
I'm pretty sure
so
like,
true,
the first
right?
woman was made from the ribs of a man, though.
How was the first woman made
well,
if there were no
women? Once
holy
again,
fuck.
Taking everything from men. You see what I mean? Since day one.
Wait, I just
what
realized
came
that.
First, the woman or the egg?
Haven't you heard the
dude,
story of Adam
whoa.
And Eve? Guys, you guys
Adam
know
and Eve?
Yeah.
Nah.
There's this guy called Adam and this girl called Eve.
Okay?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They were Saddam Hussein through. And Eve.
Yeah. And they were hanging out, you know, as friends.
Friends, right. Friends are.
In the forbidden forest, having some fruit, just being friends. Okay. And then a slippery little serpent snake was like, hey, you guys fucking? Snake. And they were like, no, we're not fighting. They were like, I'm pretty sure you're fucking. And then, you know, the snake tweeted about it a lot.
No way. And the stands canceled them.
Fucking snake.
Yeah. So Adam Damn. Immediately got canceled right off the bat. God, you know, basically.
All the demons in the drama channels just kept parroting it.
Yeah. Adam made a joke about fucking a cat. And then all of a sudden, Eve left him.
And God was like, hey. No, none of that. You're canceled. And they were like, oh.
Sorry, we can't have you in our heaven here. You're a brand risk.
We're trying to get a huge sponsor right now. This guy Jesus is coming in later. He's going to be very upset if there's a brand risk afoot. You know what? I don't like any of what I've done so far. I'm going to flood the whole planet. You're all canceled. Everyone's canceled. I'm God.
We're starting fresh.
Hashtag fucking everyone except Moses and his little boat is over party. No, guys, just to just wrap up the whole Pokemon drama in a little bow, it was a bit of a ridiculous meme, but yeah, I unfortunately late one night I responded to a Reddit thread on our god awful subreddit that had like 2 upvotes at the time that was speculating that myself and Pokemon had some kind of relationship or something like that, and that it was crossed in with the Fedmeister drama and all this unfortunate nonsense which takes place on the internet. And I saw it, and honestly, I laughed out loud. I was like, this is funny, ha ha ha. Imagine thinking that. What a fucking retard, am I right? And I left a,
right.
I left a little comment on it. The thread had no other comments. It was just me alone. I was like, oh, okay, we'll make a little comment just being like, yeah, you're so right. And then, everyone apparently took that very literally. And I woke up the next day and the thread had like 500 upvotes and it was, you know, getting a lot of attention. And I was like, oh, okay, maybe I made a mistake on this one. Let's just see how
like
this one goes.
Scoob.
And then like just people just started just ripping into Iman just, you know, for being a, you know, just like saying all kinds of terrible things that you should never say to another person. And it was honestly disgusting to watch. And I eventually reached out. I was like, look, I'm really sorry that I made this joke. You know, I didn't really mean to add on to the drama that you're already going through. And she was like, yeah, no worries. Like, let's just clear it up. So today, I made a little post on the Reddit just clearing it up, and Pokey tweeted about it. And hopefully now we can put this whole ridiculous matter behind us. But yeah, it's kind of crazy. Just goes to show you.
Yeah, dude. Shout out to all the fucking leech ass drama channels with nothing else to do besides fucking report speculation
as
fact.
Yeah.
Dude, no respect.
It's unbelievably cringe. Nothing makes like gives me more disdain for this industry than moments like this. It's just completely childish.
Dude, none of them fucking reach out to you, did they? Like literally zero. Zero actually did any fact checking.
Scare sent me a message. He's like, hey man, I heard this rumor that you were I just heard this fucking rumor. I don't know. Want to tell me what happened? I was like, I didn't reply because, you know, I don't fucking give these drama channels anything because, you know.
He just comes out of
who
nowhere.
Who fucking cares?
Yeah,
don't mean to stalk you, but. No, I have nothing against.
You're walking through a park and he just pops out from a random tree.
Hey, I heard about the drama.
Hey, guys.
Director, would you come make a comment?
Scares here.
Yeah, I got no problem with Scares. I'm just memeing on
Yeah, I love you Scares. Know,
I just don't engage in this sort of thing because honestly, it's just.
He got the shit kicked out of him in that boxing fight.
Yeah, dude, but he had the nuts. He had the nuts to do it, dude. He had, like, the nuts to do it. Like, honestly, shout out to Scares. That dude. Yeah,
Scares.
Racker was a lot more athletic.
Yeah. Scares is my CNN, and Killer Keemstar is my Fox News. And that's the way I prefer it.
And that's everything
a good
else.
Analogy.
Yeah, everything else is just fucking bullshit. Like, Philip DeFranco
is
like MSNBC, I guess.
I'll be honest, I didn't watch a single video that covered this drama. I don't really watch any of the drama channels in general. But yeah, I mean, like,
good
I just
idea.
Wanted to clear it up here on the podcast, talk about it. It's kind of crazy, man. It's really weird to see so much like happen and butterfly effect from just like a little joke, just like a little like throwaway one night. I did think before I posted the comment, like, oh, could people misinterpret this? Will this get me in trouble? And then I was like, I'm Fitz. I don't even give a fuck. Boop. Same on that bitch.
It's wild how invested people get in the sex lives of streamers.
Dude.
Because
their
personal lives
there's a lot
general.
Of virgins out
true,
there, Toby.
True.
I don't know. They're just... you know, it's a crazy time. People are horny as fuck
because of bored and locked down. Yeah. It's going into winter. They got nothing else to do.
Yeah, bored. I don't blame them. Most of them are very young. You know, I get it, but you know, it's just
What was weird to me through that entire debacle was like how painfully clear it made like this double standard. Where it's you slept with two streamers? Fitz is a king. Fitz is the man. This dude keeps getting Dubskis back to back. What a legend.
And then
it's like, Iman is such a fucking, don't take this out of context. Don't clip this out of context. Iman is such a fucking slut whore, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Right?
It's terrible.
Swagger Soul said what?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, now the drama channel is going to fucking pick that up.
No. We're obviously speaking in the context of this rancid internet culture. But no, it was painfully obvious that, I mean, I've obviously been aware of the double standard for ages now. But it was so, so painfully obvious when I made this little joke and it blew up. And I was just getting, I got so many people were making like commentary videos about me, like, yo, Fitz, you're a fucking legend, bro. Like, keep smashing like these Twitch hoes, all this shit.
It was a TikTok.
Like, king shit. Like, so many people just messing me, be like, yo, you're a sick cunt. And I'm like, man, like, you know, is it really, do you not understand like what you're doing here? Like, you know, you're calling someone simultaneously a whore for having sex, you know, and then, you know, the other, when it's on the other foot, when it's the other gender, it's like, you know, someone to be praised. And I think what it is because a lot of these dudes are fucking virgins, you know, and they identify with me having sex as like, oh, this is a win for us. Like, go you, bro. Like, yeah, you keep fucking those Twitch girls. And then when they see, you know, anyone else having sex who's a woman, they're like, oh, fuck, it wasn't with me. I can't believe they had sex with somebody else. You know, it's like, oh, my God, just grow the fuck up, honestly. Get some pussy and quit tweeting about it would be my slogan for 2020. But yeah, anyway, that's the drama. Boom, done.
Boom,
dusted.
Dunskies.
The fuck else?
Yeah, dude. 2020 has been one crazy year for everybody, but also for us. There's been a lot of shit that happened. And I feel like, you know, since this is our last podcast before we go on a multi-week break over the holidays, you know, to start filming in person again soon, you know, I figured maybe we reminisce and recap from the start of the year, what our plans were, what like our aspirations were, maybe tie it into our upcoming video where we explain things a little bit more.
Yeah. Yeah, right after this, we're going to go to the office and film the last part of this video we're putting together where we sort of reminisce over the year in the house that we had but was never seen. And just sort of tie things up in a little bit, maybe give you guys some context. We haven't filled you in because we tend to do that. We tend to, you know, do a lot of things and then not tell you about it because we hate you.
That's why.
You know, it was more so because, like, you know, we had made these plans and it was supposed to be a big reveal and then it kept getting pushed off because of COVID. And then it was like, oh, well, this isn't going to be the thing. And then by the time COVID was over, the lease was over and there was nothing to show. And it was very sad. Anyways, I guess we could start from the beginning of the year, huh? Like,
chaotic ass. You know, what happened at the beginning of the year? Beginning of the year
massive ambitions of a tour.
Yeah, the tour time. Pretty good energy at the beginning of the year. Very happy to kick 2020 off on the right foot.
My infamous words: 2020 is going to be lit, boys. 2020 is going to be lit. It'll be the year of the misfits. I'm not going to say that about 2021 because I do not want to jinx it.
The beginning of the year for me recalls memories of doing dabs and Ryan's Land setup and playing Age of Empires and going downtown with Mason and Chad and others, and you know, just sort of, I don't know, just having good times, sort of enjoying things and feeling pretty good about the tour and where the podcast was at and everything. Was quite a good, ambitious time. And then, you know, obviously the tour fell through.
It was an issue with working visas. And it was got fucked up, dude. We gave them so much money to get it done on time months in advance. Yeah. And
did
then
you ever get
the
that
day...
money back?
I have no idea. The day before we flew out, you know, we called them being like, hey, like, you haven't given us an update. Was it with the visa? And they're like, oh, yeah, you didn't get it. We're like, oh, we're still working on it. And we're like, what the fuck do you mean?
We were told that it was fine. by...
Yeah, we were told it was flying weeks in advance.
I don't want to throw anyone in the industry under the bus, but there's a certain agency, and they were like, no, don't worry about it. Like, we'll get your visa sorted. Like, we have lawyers working on it. It's fine. So we were like, okay, cool. And no worries. And then, right before the flight, it's just like... Literally, we were at Ryan's house ready to leave. And they were just like,
it was in the morning.
Basically...
Yeah. We woke up to the news.
It was fucking terrible. And that was just weird because we were right about to leave for... 12-hour flight to America, and all of a sudden the wind's being taken out of our sails. Like, you can't perform, you can't do a show legally.
Yeah, so. And I mean, the idea of the tour, the context for everybody listening, in case you're out of the loop, we had two shows planned, and the idea of our quote-unquote tour would be one in Boston, then one in L.A., and it would be a live podcast, similar to the one that we did last year in Melbourne. We got the news that that wasn't going to work, and then we were trying to figure out, is there a way that we can make it so that, this is like a Swagger and Matt show, because we were the two Americans and we had jurisdiction. But it was literally, we weren't allowed to do it. And in hindsight, because of COVID, because here's the thing, if we had done those shows and then we had gotten in trouble, we could have had... we could have been banned from traveling to America for it was like 3 years, two or 3 years or something
like
that.
Considering that, we were literally heavily considering taking that ban to do the...
Yeah. It was, it was like the just the risk of the ban. There was a chance that we could have done it and not even have gotten in trouble, but it was more so the fact that we didn't want to risk it. And this was back in February, March. Mm-hmm. Like, around the time that COVID was just kind of creeping into people's minds, but it wasn't a large-scale thing. And now it's at a point, hindsight is 2020, but honestly, I think everybody agrees that we should have fucking taken the risk, because it's not like we can go to America in the next couple of years anyway.
It's almost like a slap on the face that we can't go there anyway.
So it was like all for nothing. We had a bunch of tour merch that we meant to sell during the tour, but that was defunct. So we had, I believe, we sold that on Scuffed.store, if I recall.
Yeah,
we. Funny little aside to do with that merch. Like 2 days ago, Bison and I were finishing up our streams, and we're like, let's host someone together. And we were like, let's just find someone random, first person that gets recommended to us that has low viewers. We host this dude, and then I go into his channel. He's wearing the Misfits tour merch.
Very cool.
And it was pure coincidence, just some random dude. And then he pulled out like all the different merch pieces he had.
It's so sweet. He got a little enthusiast.
So I gifted him a bunch of subs.
That's sweet.
He had clearly given us a bunch of money.
It's so nice. That was the tour, but then that entire trip in general was a real blur, mostly because of LA, but also all the bullshit that happened, and all the drama that resulted,
we were sort of confused, like, on the flight. We're like, I guess we'll just go anyway and just film podcasts with people, because that was also a side intention. But, already a lot of money that was supposed to go towards the trip had just been stripped away from us because the tour couldn't happen. So we were sort of just confused, and it was sort of a confused trip in general. We still had a lot of fun, though. Like, we had a great time in Boston.
It was amazing.
Great. Probably, kind of crazy that we did a meet and greet right when COVID was starting to
trickle
into the U.S. And people were starting to be like, whoa, what the fuck's going on here? But to everyone at the time, it was still like, nah, fucking no problem. It's contained. Like, it'll just be like a swine flu sort of, like, some people will die, but
she'll be right.
I'm fucking around. But yeah, I mean, we had a great meet and greet and met lots of fans and had a nice time in Boston. Always good. Back to L.A., filmed a bunch of podcasts. Sort of, rounded the trip off more or less okay. And then we came home. And then my drama happened, which was fun. That was epic. Definitely a confusing ass time. And, it's still to this day, like, don't know. Just look back on that and just think, like, what a fucking shame that things ended up the way they did. But, it was okay. The internet always has its way with these things. And unfortunately, it happened once again. And then, what we sort of were just thinking, what do we do now?
Well, we came back
more and more severe.
We came back in March, and that's when Toby realized, oh shit, I'm homeless. I don't have a home. So I'm just going to go back to New Zealand
Before we went to America, so the lease at Misfits House ended in like November of
2019.
Mm-hmm. And since then, from November till March, I didn't have anywhere to live. I was living at the office, just like crashing on the couch and stuff. Because I was kind of doing that anyway, so I didn't really care where I worked. Mm-hmm. So I was okay with it. But then it got to a point when we got back from LA and I was like, well, I've got this new Twitch contract. I need to be streaming. I really want someone consistent to be able to stream. And I just thought, well, maybe I should just... It's going to be pretty hard to go to house inspections if I can't actually, you know, go to them because of COVID. And it's going to be pretty hard to find a place if I can't go to house inspections. I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to go home, live with my parents for a couple months or whatever, and stream from there. Mm-hmm. Which then turned into 8 months.
Yeah, 8-9 months. Yeah.
Just mental. But I mean, you would probably say that given everything that happened, probably the right call, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You know? I think so.
Yeah. You didn't have to deal with the 130-day lockdown that resulted in the month
and
after.
I also got new teeth out of it. So
yeah, you did.
You know,
you're good.
Yeah. And yeah, things just kind of got crazy here. Like we just, Melbourne just and Victoria
shut down.
Because of how bad COVID was getting.
A big influx of cases.
Yeah, local government has decided, like, look, we're just going to try and get ahead of this while we still can, and we're going to lock the entire state down and put restrictions in place, and you know, you should stay in your house. And so we sort of were one of the first, I don't know if there was probably other places that did it too, but Melbourne was really one of the first places to properly lock everything down on a major level.
Yeah.
The rest of us were all living here, which was an experience because it's like, you know, you're used to being free. You're used to being able to just walk down the road and grab a coffee at a local place, or, you know, just do all the things you should normally do in your life. And all of a sudden, you're just confined to your home.
It was one of the longest and most strict lockdowns in the world, to the point where, like, internationally, other governments were, like, criticizing it, saying, like, this is stupid. This isn't going to work. All you're doing is hurting your citizens. And to an effect, it was true. However, you know, when we came out of the lockdown with zero cases, zero active cases, and zero new infections, and it's been that way for a month. But I'm getting
worth it.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah. Worth it. You know, so to be free here now is everything. Like, absolutely worth putting in that.
Like, literally nowhere else in the world now.
But we're getting ahead of ourselves. Should we talk about the Misfits House 2.0? Mm.
Well, the office sort of came to an end last year.
Yeah,
so
at least ran out.
To need a new place to operate out of, both for the staff that work behind the scenes at Misfits Management and all our little other things. And we also needed a place to film content. And we were like, look, maybe it's best to get a house instead of an office. That'd be cool. So we did. And we got a place that was, you know, a little bit out of town. Big old house that you'll see in the video. Very nice house, I will say.
House is an understatement. It was pretty much a mansion. It was literally a compound. It was massive. It was a huge block of land. It was like a couple of square acres. It was just a lot of extra land. There was a tennis court. There was a pool. There was a hot tub. There was a pool table, a movie room, like a literal theater, you know, three garages, a garage with like a spinning turntable on the floor so that the car would turn around. That's actually where Mason filmed his Lego stream with Kobe.
You guys would have seen little tidbits of the house throughout the year. We just didn't disclose where it was. Like, we were filming the podcast out of there for a long time when we were in a sort of undisclosed basement location. All of that will be revealed in this video where we kind of walk through and explain things a bit. It's just crazy that we're like probably the only YouTube group or YouTuber in general to get a house that sick and not be like, yo, look at my sick fucking house, like flexing, like, you know, taking photos and shit. We just sort of like had it. Just for us.
Yeah, well, you know, for a lot of the year, it was you know, we had staff operating out of the office environment that we had built in a part of the house. And also Kobe and Mason, so Kobe's Mason's brother, they were living there for a good couple of months. But, you know, we got to the point where COVID flared up. We had 700 cases in a day, and then you know, it came to this government order where it's like, oh, well, you can't have more than three fucking people in a house, and there's no, you know, way to work. There's no way to film. There's no way to even, you know, be in an office environment. It all has to be done remotely.
A 5 kilometer radius of your house, you couldn't even leave. Yeah. Like, officially, like, that was the law here, which is a fucking actual mental restriction, but by God, did it work. So yeah, then this sort of like little, you know, just over 100-day period ensued where we were also just in our homes going quietly insane, I think.
It wasn't good. Yeah. Everybody was having a really bad time.
Yeah. And, you know, I definitely, you know, we made efforts to socialize where we could and kind of keep each other sane. But by and large, it was a lonely, lonely time. Yeah, and I was definitely... Like, sorry, you go, Jay.
We work from home for the most part. So we need sort of like balance in life to be able to get outside and break that work, like home work sort of environment. And to not be able to do that is like awful.
Well, also, it's a shame. Oh, sorry, you go, Mace.
Even just to be able to go like down the road, get some lunch somewhere.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, exactly.
Anything during your weekly basis, you know, like.
Just to break it up a little bit.
Yeah. Like, we're not trying to say that we had the worst out of anyone, you know.
No,
we're
of course
pretty
not.
Cushy positions, all things considered. Like, you know, a lot of people definitely went through it worse and lost jobs and things like that. Like, we're well aware, but it's still a strain of a time to, you know, just be alone or more or less alone in a fucking, you know.
Yeah, well, suffering is relative, right?
Well, suffering for sure. It was a tough ass time for me. Like, I really fucking went through it over that period, as I'm sure we all did in little ways. It's crazy how when things started getting better, you just notice, like, you know, even just the weather changing to spring, things getting a little hotter, fresh smell in the air, restrictions slowly started to ease, and you're like, oh my God, like, I've been missing out on so much life this year just because much normal human things that are important for mental health.
You almost forget, like, what you can do when you go outside. I remember when the restrictions started lifting, you're like, oh, what? Fuck, what is there to do? Oh, I can, like, go get breakfast at a cafe or some shit, you know?
To this day, I'm still confused walking around. I'm like, what the fuck is... I'm actually out and about. It doesn't feel like I should be doing it. I went to Sydney just this weekend. There's no restrictions there. We were walking down the waterfront. There was just crowds of people. Just crazy, people. Bro. And they have, like, they have active cases in Sydney. I think they actually have... I don't want to say anything in red, but it was heard that it was like over 100 cases active, like, in that state or in that area. Masks are not required there. And we went to this restaurant. It's packed with people. They were fucking bringing out like 5 meter long pizzas and shit. You know, people were sharing drinks, sharing straws, sucking each other's faces. It was peculiar to see as a
pug jam
who lives in Melbourne. Long story short, it was a shit time, but now things are getting better. And over that period of time throughout the lockdown, not a lot happened. Took some time, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we had this massive house. We had a room specifically for Toby. I think the idea was it was going to be Toby, Kobe, and Mason living together. And Toby had the master bedroom. You know, the huge fuck-off bedroom with the ensuite, the bathtub, the TV at the foot of the bed. You know, all of her clothes, all of her shoes, all of her Gucci bags were all on display. It was like a real queen environment. And she didn't get to see it for the entirety of the lease, I think, until the...
That's fucked.
Until the very last day, you know, I guess we could say that Toby is back in Melbourne. She came back while we were filming the tour of the house. They got her in. They got her on a flight. They flew her out, and we, you know, we did.
I was on the first flight, which I didn't even know actually. But I was kind of like the restrictions had lifted, and there was a bubble between New Zealand and Australia. And initially, it was between everywhere like New Zealand and Australia except Victoria, because Victoria was in that strict lockdown. But then Victoria opened up and some people were flying like straight to Sydney and then into Melbourne and things like that. And I didn't want to do that if I could avoid it. And then I saw a flight that was to Melbourne. I got on it. I landed. Turned out it was the first flight in like 9 months or something. Yeah. Like, it was just like this big deal. I arrived there. There's like news cameras and stuff filming everyone get off the plane and...
they snapped you,
and then we snuck me into the big house. I went up to my room, But Jay and Anna got there early, and I like ran into Chris's room, and they went outside where the windows were, and I was like lying basically under Chris's bed hiding. And then Ryan was like, "Oh, it's gonna get really windy. You go film the outside stuff first, so that they could get you out of the house, so that I could get up into my room and then hide in there to surprise you guys."
That's so sick.
And what a surprise it was.
It was like we spent like 45 minutes like filming everything before like, oh, like let's go up and show everybody's Toby's room. And that's when it was like really depressing, because it was like, oh, Toby isn't even here to see her fucking room, and she never set foot in this place once. And then
we were walking up the stairs like, oh god, it's such a shame, you know, that she never got to see him.
And then Cam, the door, you open up the door.
I opened up the door.
It was so sick.
I'm just like, all right, well, here it is, a fucking room that never was. I open the door, I look to my right, I'm like, oh, Toby. And you're like, hi.
You go, what the fuck? And then I'm like, why? What's going on? And then I walk in, and I see Toby, I'm like, Toby! And, you know, we fucking screaming, the guy, the reaction on camera. So, like, that part of the video is going to be very wholesome. It was so good to see you again after those 9 months.
Yeah, I was missing everyone. And I mean, like, I'm not generally someone that like misses people too much, but I definitely missed everyone.
Thank you.
It was a long time coming.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're typically a really horrible person, but this one particular time,
a little bit of serotonin for the day. Yes.
No, it was great. And then it added a nice little wholesome vibe to the rest of the tour, and we joked around and we took photos and we laughed and caught up. And yeah, that video is going to be pretty good, I think. Should be coming out shortly. It'll be a nice little explanation and a good look and insight into what this house was, because it was a special place. Lots of memories did occur.
Yeah.
We just didn't film them, which, you know, in some ways I'm fine with, but it was also a bit of a shame that, you know, you guys didn't get to see any content that we had ambitions for. But it's this fucking virus, I tells you. It's making it rotten for all of us. Right, fellas?
Yeah, it's the whole ball of wax, dude.
Not false.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, now we've sort of been slowly trying to get things moving again, kind of looking internally at the group like, well, what the hell is this thing anymore? Like, what are we going to do? What's next?
Yeah. What's the plan?
We've had a bit of a speed bump. We've all taken a little bit of a step back from the group in some ways. And
It's been an unintended break year for everybody. Yeah. It's been, you know, Misfits was pretty much on hiatus for the majority of 2020.
Which is worrying as a, you know, as a content creator in this industry, taking time off is kind of almost a sin,
punished,
you know,
nowadays.
Yeah, like creators are terrified even to take a week off normally. Fucking wish they'd take a leaf out of my book. It's actually really easy.
Happy 1 year, dude.
It was yesterday. I did just hit 365 days since my main channel upload. There's a Twitter account that's been counting the entire time.
That's crazy.
Days since Fitz
365
uploaded.
Days sober.
Yeah, exactly.
Literally.
Yeah, fucking, my mental health has never been better. I mean, it's kind of worrying. You're like, oh man, like, are people going to forget who we are? Are they going to stop believing in us? You know, and they probably have. But I think that I believe in this group, and I believe in all of us, and I think that the listeners that are still around, what they value more than anything is just the fact that we're authentic. And, you know, we don't like indulging in the celebrity culture just for the sake of it. Like, we actually want to have something to offer. And unfortunately this year, there just wasn't a lot to offer. There was just a lot of growth in other areas, for me personally, at least, and I'm sure for all of you.
There was a lot of personal growth, I think, for everybody, yeah.
Which is important. You know, I found for myself personally that the weirdest thing about this job is that, you know, I sort of found myself locked in the business by the time I was 21, which is quite a young age. Some people are even younger. Like, Mace, you were fucking, how old were you when things started picking up? Like,
back in Rice.
17, probably.
Which is just so insane to me. Like, you know, hats off to you, because it's a fucking wild world to be sucked into that young. And then you sort of find yourself in a position where you're making videos and you're engaging in this interface online all day, and you're trying to work and you're trying to, like, make the best of the opportunity, because it is an insane opportunity. And, you know, so many people would just kill to have a good channel and have to have a little something going and be their own boss. But it is all consuming at the same time. and you sort of realize, oh, I'm growing up. I'm in my early 20s. I'm growing up, and these are years that are important that I should be developing in. But I'm kind of spending all my time on the computer.
And you're very much married to the job when you're doing the
and it isolates
content creators and stuff.
Yeah, it isolates you too from regular folk, you know, city folk, you know, just work, you know,
town folk,
you know, and you start to realize that, man, there's a lot of people in this business that are kind of mentally fucked up because they're just like stuck in this world. And so this year, if anything, has been a great opportunity to catch up on living, catch up on life, catch up on connections and sort of figure out like, all right, well, who the fuck am I and what do I want to do? For me personally, I'm sure that we've all experienced.
Yeah, I did the opposite.
Well, yeah, you just grinded streaming.
I was I just was like, oh, this is a great opportunity. I can't leave the house. Great opportunity to just work as much as I possibly can.
Yep.
Fair enough way to go. But, you know, what my point is that although I know that everyone in the audience would have liked to see more from all of us this year, and me in particular, probably, you know, I'll get fucked.
Get fucked, get fucked, dogs.
I'm joking. I'm just saying, you know, like it has benefited me immensely to take this time, and I just feel like now I'm just so much more mentally healthy than I ever was. Like I was drowning, to be completely real with you. So it's important to, you know,
good shit. That.
Yeah. So yeah, where we're at right now, I don't know if there's anything else in the year to cover, so I don't know if anyone has any ideas, but where we're at right now, at least, is we're sort of just looking towards the future, looking at what next year is going to be like. It's obviously the holidays, so we're planning on taking a little break right now from the podcast because things have, felt a little stale, a little like we need to just take some time.
Yeah.
Regroup, get our shit together a little bit, think about the plan as a group. So that's sort of the plan for us. And next
we
year
should, now that we're done talking about 2020, maybe we should talk about what they could expect in 2021.
2021 is going to be lit, man.
2021 is going to be fucking lit.
Nothing's going to go wrong.
Oh, man.
No, listen, like, we don't know what the fuck's going to happen in 2021, but we do want the best for this group and we do want the best for all of us individually. So whatever that looks
like. Why everyone's leaving and we're replacing everyone with younger, more attractive doubles.
Yeah.
That's right. We've got some great bunch of kids on TikTok. They can do the dances. They can do the funnies on the Twitter. A lot of people like him. It's going to be great for you guys. Trust me, though. You'll be in good hands.
Well, I mean, the one thing we can at least guarantee is the fact that when we start the podcast again, it will all be in person on a new set. And
we can guarantee it.
I can. We can almost.
What if Melbourne gets suddenly put into another lockdown?
We can almost guarantee it. You'll get at least a couple of IRL podcasts in person. It'll be a fresh show. We're thinking about how to make it more interesting, how to make it more fun, how to make it enjoyable, and you know, make it something to look forward to. Because if I'm gonna speak honestly, you know, over like the last couple of months, especially through lockdown, I didn't look forward to, you know, filming the podcast, like, at all. Because the idea is of, like, the podcast that was so appealing to me before is that I get to go out of my house, I get to see my friends in person, we shoot a podcast, and then we hang out. But for this, it's like, all right, well, I don't have anything to talk about because I've been inside. Nobody else really has anything to talk about because they've all been inside. So I have
time
to,
in the world,
you know,
so it's not fun to talk about. Yeah,
you know,
like,
load up OBS, get on Discord, you know, put the webcam up, put on the gear, and then, you know,
just try to fill the hour.
Obviously,
I'm sure that the audience has been able to tell more or less, but it has been a struggle to fill the hour throughout this year a couple of times, you know. And
it's been a good effort, though.
We've done it. We've done as well as we could. You know, at least it's been a constant thing. We've done our best, but we are sorry if the content's felt off, because it is. It's off.
The IRL podcast would be so much better, dude.
Yeah, like, dude. Easily.
Yeah. Well, when we went back to Discord, I noticed a massive influx of comments being like, "You guys talk over each other all the time now." Yeah, it's because of Discord. It's because it's so hard to know when someone finishes speaking because of latency. It's actually the fucking worst. Being in person is so much better. Where you can reach over and give Mason a slap on the back of his head and, you know,
what?
Start beating the shit out of Mason on the podcast. You know, it's just a good time. Like, it's more physical comedy.
Yeah, well, there's more that you can do. You know, and there's it's just a better environment to just be able to sit around a table and talk frankly with your friends. instead of just being on a Discord call talking to your monitor. Like, it's more personal. There's, you know, more comes up. You read people's body language better. And, you know.
Way better. Yeah, so we're going to. Yeah, so that's the plan, guys. Back with the IRL podcast soon. Better energy, better topics, better times. Vlogs coming soon. We've got a couple, obviously, that we keep saying are just kind of coming soon. They're coming soon. But they are. Thank you for your patience. And when they start dropping, oh, mama, you're going to be like, whoa, where did this content come from? It came from the heart is where it came from, folks.
Mm. Beautiful. Beautifully spoken.
That's right.
And wow. you yourself, Fitz, you're aiming to upload around Christmas time, right?
Yeah, I'm hopefully going to be able to provide some Christmas cheer to the
very good.
Wow.
Young kids.
That's going to be the true Christmas miracle.
I'm creeping in your house. I know when you're sleeping. I also know when you're awake. I know when you've been bad or good. So here's a fucking bit of content. I don't know. You know, the point is I'm Santa Claus and I'm giving everyone a little video for Christmas. Maybe two, maybe three. We'll see what happens. But it's going to be good. It's going to be good. I'm looking forward to, you know, digging into that fresh soil that's covered the fucking hole that is my channel. And see what I can do with what remains. Can't believe I got fucking 5 million something subscribers and I'm just being like, you know, fuck them.
Hey man, if you're an iPhone.
Yeah,
enough.
You know,
good. It's good that you put yourself first above everything, above the obligations. I'm glad that you did get your priorities straight. And that is commendable.
Well, you beat the system. The cause for it was just that I felt myself becoming one of those YouTubers, one of those weird cunts that just starts out great, people like him, and then they're like, ooh, what's going on with this guy? Like, you just see him kind of deteriorating a little bit.
You just see the decline.
And I was like, I don't like feeling this way. I don't like feeling this decline in myself. I don't like how I'm feeling about myself. I don't like how I'm feeling about the job. You know, I'm not doing it for the right reasons. So I took the approach of just being like, step the fuck away instead of doubling down. And who knows what it's done to my career? Honestly, I'm not really too concerned, but either way, I'm hoping to return and be happy with the things that I'm doing. So that'd be nice. I hope that happens. And if not, well,
yes.
You know, I guess you can see me working at Woolworths next year. We'll figure something out.
Woolies.
Work at the supermarket. But no, things will be fine. Yeah. Okay. So that's next year. That's this year. What else is a year? 1945.
Right, so 2022. We're planning.
We're actually planning.
So that year, aliens are going to reveal themselves to us.
PogChamp.
They will be able to ascend and go to the Galactic Federation base that's underground on Mars, which will be pretty cool. Film a vlog there.
Is that base already being built, or is that already built?
Yeah, the aliens have built it years ago, and humans have been going up to Mars secretly for decades now.
What are the aliens?
Yeah, I've been there.
You've been there? What do the aliens look like?
I think I heard that. Yeah. I think I've heard that before.
Oh, that Jay's been there?
A wise man with a beard.
Me?
No. Crackhead Carl.
Jay, you're big.
I thought, because I saw Keemstar talking about
it. Yeah, it was Keem. It was Keem. It's because this Israeli, I believe he was a space guy. He was part of like the space defense or whatever the fuck in Israel. And he claims that aliens exist. They live among us, which is the game of the summer.
Among us.
And they're chilling. They're chilling. And like, they want to learn from us, and we want to learn from them, and they're trying to figure out how the universe works as we are. So we're helping each other, apparently, which is great.
That's how they confirmed that aliens exist. They were having a boardroom meeting in the White House. Everyone was there, all the representatives. And there was one particular person that just looked a little out of place, green head. You know, strange suit on.
Big eyes.
And everyone's like, I don't know, dude. Flip-flop's kind of sus. And he's like, I don't know what you mean. And then like, no, he's 100% an alien. Fuck this guy. He's a fucking alien. They voted him out. And then they discovered that there's this entire base on Mars. Jay, you said that you went there. What do these aliens really look like? Can you give us some inside information?
Oh, they're pretty straightforward. Big heads. Some purple, some green. Wow. Big eyes. Yeah, they're lovely people, really.
Do they have
speak fluent English. Yeah, the people.
Wow. What accent?
Accent. It's kind of like a mix of like Chinese and also English at the same time.
Oh, weird.
If you had to put a name on it, I guess, what would you...
I guess it makes sense.
Chinglish.
I guess that makes sense because they're probably trying to understand us, and English and Chinese are like two of the biggest.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Or, you know,
there's millions of them.
Yeah, massive brand. So what do they want? Like, what's the deal? Like, they're just chilling.
They kind of just want our assholes. Like,
they want our assholes.
They just want to probe us and stuff like that.
Yeah, they've fucked everything in the universe and determined that the human race, they're the best orifices.
We're the best ones.
You know, me and these aliens are going to get along just fine. I don't know about you guys. No.
Oh, I welcome this.
Oh, I welcome my probing overlords. Well, imagine if you could actually find
I never understood the whole thing with like anal probing. Like, who came up with that? Who was like the first person to claim that they got abducted and they were like, I got anally probed, you know, like what made them think that aliens would want to fucking shove something up your ass?
Does that mean my uncle's an alien or?
Probably, yeah.
Oh man, that was really funny, Jay. Yeah, your uncle is an alien. So he sounds.
I reckon Mason might be a bit of an alien.
Oh, I reckon too. Oh, he's fucking practically purple right now. Green room.
Living among us.
You gotta keep on the down low, fellas.
We all know Mason loves a bit of a probe.
Area 51 Andy.
I am Area
51 Andy. It's an action.
Apparently, probing started in the late 1940s, early 1950s. It claims that a couple were driving on an interstate, and they were abducted and then probed on a saucer-shaped craft, which is interesting. Mm. So yeah,
what's that medical procedure where they shove a fist up your ass and see if your prostate's okay?
Prostate exam.
When did prostate exams start being a thing? Was it before or after? I want to see if there's a correlation here. So I went to my doctor and this alien came into the room and shoved a device up my asshole.
There were bright lights.
And then told me I had cancer.
Apparently it was like, oh wait, no, this is like for like a blood PSA.
Doctor's like, I got good news and bad news. The bad news is you have cancer. The good news is you got a tight butthole. Like, it's nice.
That shit's fucking suffering.
Butthole there. Like, no wonder that cancer's stuck in there. Nothing's getting through that butthole. Nothing at all. Sorry.
Oh, that's fucked.
I mean, there is something about the butthole with other animals. Dogs love giving them a sniff. It's like where the information lies. It's almost like an ID of sorts, you know?
Oh,
you
can, true.
Yeah, well, it's like the same. Natural, it's like, this,
like a barcode.
Well, if that's like your natural like USB port, you're supposed to like plug everything into to like get the data out of, you know?
It's the mainframe, the butthole.
Yeah, that's why the dogs sniff it. That's why the aliens probe it.
Just that's USB why port. Homosexuals are so wise.
And so, yeah, so wise. That's so funny.
They're plugging their information sausage into
the... Hey, great example. Sir Ian McClellan. Who? Perfect example. True. Gandalf. Yeah. Gandalf the gay.
Oh. Gay.
Very wise.
Is that the dude from Harry Potter? What's with all these gay wizards?
Yeah, sure. What did you guys... What was? If you had one thing that you think was like one silver lining of lockdown or like... something about being stuck in your house that was kind of like nice. What would you say?
Keep some money in subs on YouTube.
Yeah, Jay's done very well for himself.
He gave me an appreciation for things that I've taken for granted.
And that. Obviously that as well.
It absolutely makes you appreciate just how much freedom we really have in the normal world now that we're back. For me, it definitely brought me closer to people as well. You know, maybe really realize how important it is to, you know, I don't know, have mates and, you know, talk about your feelings, et cetera, et cetera. You know, it was nice. Good for that.
Yeah. Makes you realize that you need it.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely. It's good for that. And it was also just good for, I don't know. You know, like, it was really easy to get away with committing crime. I'm just going to put that out there. Like, it was really easy. Like, I was murdering people.
What do you mean
there's
cops everywhere, mate? What do you mean?
Yeah, like, there was no more, like, oh, he hasn't left his house in 5 days. Better check on him. No, none of that. You just fucking kill people.
Oh, true.
Yeah, you kill people. Very true.
Yeah. So, the crack dealer on the street was really easy to identify. There's no one else.
Oh, because there's just no one else around. Only people selling crack. Like, what are you doing? I'm selling crack. Like, oh. Have you got a work permit?
Hey, you're not wearing a mask.
Speaking of not checking on people who have been in their house for so long, I was thinking about this the other day. How long do you reckon it would take? Like, if you died in your house, because most of us live alone. If you died in your house, how long do you reckon it would take before, like, people found out and came and, like, checked on you?
2 days.
Because, like, I can go radio silent for a week and people won't ask questions because I just do it, you know?
It's like the smell of your neighbor. Your neighbor smells something.
Yeah, it could be. It's usually that, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, for me, I think I could probably go another year. He's like, oh, he's back on his bullshit. He's just,
I feel like if I didn't hear from you for 3 days and I messaged and you got nothing, and Ryan was trying to reach you and messaged and got nothing, like, one of us would drive to your house and knock on the door and then be like, all right, something is amiss, something is wrong.
Knock on the door and be like, oh, I guess he's not home.
Go home. Something wrong.
Yeah, something. I mean, it's a very peculiar question. Who asked this question?
Toby.
Hey. Toby. Listen, what is it you
bro,
want
I'm locking my door
for
tonight, man. I'm fucking scared.
so hypothetically, say like I murdered you. How long do you think it would take for people to find out that you were dead?
Well, I just think this is just the sort of question I have now that I live alone. You know,
3 days to book a flight, get out of the country.
I know that I'm safe. Notice. I'm safe from people murdering me because I have gamersubs.gg. Use code MISFITS for 10% off.
So do I.
After using
it
this,
cancels it out.
I'll have two scoops. I'll have the energy to outrun any murderer or outgun any murderer with these bad boys, because this is also an amazing pre-workout. It is incredible. It is keto friendly, sugar free, a lot of caffeine, new tropics, perfect for your gaming needs. Flavors Dragon Fruit Punch, or some of that Blue Raz. It is great. And
that's a rare pepper.
The good shit. Is that the strawberry?
That's the strawberry.
And that is a rare pepper.
Dang good shit.
Guys, gamersubs.gg, go over there, use code MISFITS. Get yourself some powder. It's some of the best powder you'll ever have, I promise.
Yeah.
That was the best promo I've ever seen for gamersubs.
Sweet.
Incredible. We'd be going to get paid so much money for that.
Well, I think that about wraps up the podcast, doesn't it?
I assume the rest of this year.
Yeah, for the rest of the year. See you guys next year, eh?
Yeah. Have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year's.
Or a Hanukkah, or a Kwanzaa, or whatever else you fucking celebrate, whatever weird pagan holiday your witch friends want to take you to.
Don't bother making New Year's resolutions. You won't stick to them. And. Yeah.
True. You're a failure. Fuck you.
Thank you for bearing with us. Thank you for sticking by us.
Yes.
This is the 2020 Misfits signing out. We'll see you in 2021.
That's right. Later, guys. Bye.
Later, skaters.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.